In a world where parents feel increasingly overwhelmed by the challenges of raising children in the digital age, Raising Mentally Strong Kids offers a revolutionary approach that combines cutting-edge brain science with practical parenting wisdom. Dr. Daniel Amen, a renowned psychiatrist who has performed over 250,000 brain scans, and Dr. Charles Fay, whose love and logic approach has transformed millions of families, have created what many experts consider the most comprehensive guide to developing mental strength in children. The book has garnered praise from celebrities like Goldie Hawn, who credits these methods with helping her grandchildren develop emotional intelligence, and has become required reading in numerous parenting courses nationwide. What makes this work particularly powerful is how it bridges the gap between neuroscience and everyday parenting challenges, providing solutions that work even with the most challenging children. Have you ever known someone who repeatedly makes the same mistakes, leaving you wondering, what were they thinking? The fundamental difference between people who make good decisions and those who don't often comes down to brain health. When your brain works right, you work right. When your brain is troubled, you're more likely to have trouble in life. Everything you and your kids do either helps or hurts brain function and development. Your brain health significantly impacts your child's brain health and mental strength. The human brain, weighing about 3 pounds with the consistency of soft butter, is the most complex organ in the universe. Despite being just 2% of body weight, it uses 20 to 30% of calorie intake and 20% of oxygen and blood flow. Information travels up to 268 miles per hour within it, and its storage capacity equals 6 million years of the Wall Street Journal. The brain doesn't fully develop until about age 25, up to 28 in males. During elementary years, 6 to 11, children develop friendships outside home, identify with same-sex parents, increase attention spans, and think more literally. At age 11, the brain begins pruning extra connections, following the use-it-or-lose-it principle. Teenagers, 14 to 19, move toward further independence, complain about parents, become concerned with appearance, and prioritize friendships. In early adulthood, the prefrontal cortex continues developing, with myelin deposition until 25 to 26, which is why car insurance rates typically decrease at age 25. There are 7 critical brain principles that both parents and children need to understand. 1. Your brain controls everything you do, your thoughts, feelings, actions, and relationships. 2. When your brain works right, you work right. A healthy brain leads to happiness and better parenting. 3. The brain is extraordinary, 3 pounds with more connections than stars in our galaxy. 4. You must prioritize brain health, though most people neglect it because they can't see it. 5. Many factors harm the brain, summarized by the Bright Minds framework: blood flow problems, rational thinking issues, inflammation, genetics, head trauma, toxins, mental health conditions, immune system problems, neurohormone imbalances, diabetes, and sleep deprivation. 6. Many practices help the brain, including boosting immune function, optimizing hormones, eliminating sugar, and prioritizing adequate sleep. 7. You can change your brain and change your life at any age. Dr. Amen developed a simple game to get children interested in brain health from an early age. In Close Game, parents name something and children determine whether it's good or bad for their brain. For example, when Dr. Amen said walnuts, his 2-year-old daughter would respond, "Good for my brain." For skateboarding without a helmet, she'd say, "Scary bad." Mental strength can be understood through 4 interconnected circles: biological, psychological, social, and spiritual. Dr. Amen illustrates this through Susan's case, a 45-year-old mother of 4 struggling with exhaustion and poor memory. By optimizing these 4 areas using the book's strategies, Susan became a more effective parent who enjoyed her children more. Even if you didn't establish brain-healthy habits early in your child's development, it's never too late to start. Brain imaging proves the brain can change regardless of past habits. Rather than dwelling on past parenting mistakes, focus on implementing strategies to become a better parent and raise mentally stronger children. Goals help us focus on positive action rather than dwelling on worries. While parents dream of raising successful, independent children, many find themselves with young adults experiencing failure to launch, with 56% of 18 to 24-year-olds living at home, according to census data. Goal setting is essential for effective parenting and raising mentally strong children. When parents set clear goals, they shift from reactive parenting to proactive, purposeful guidance. The prefrontal cortex, PFC, which controls goal setting, isn't fully developed in children until their mid-20s, meaning parents must act as their child's PFC until then. Written goals are particularly powerful. Studies show writing goals on paper stimulates memory-related brain regions and significantly increases achievement rates, especially when accompanied by action steps and accountability. Your parenting goals ultimately determine your behavior and effectiveness. Without clear goals, you risk becoming reactive and frustrated, unable to model purposeful living for your children. Both Dr. Amen and Dr. Fay maintain written parenting goals they review daily. Their goals include being involved, open, firm, kind, and fun with their children, while wanting their kids to develop qualities like responsibility, independence, resilience, and emotional freedom. Dr. Amen's one-page miracle, OPM, exercises parents specify exactly what they want in the major areas of life, relationships, work, money, and self. This structured approach prevents burnout by ensuring a balanced life focus. The exercise asks parents to document what they want and what they're doing to make it happen. Goal setting isn't just for parents. It's one of the best ways to develop your child's prefrontal cortex and mental strength. Children need guidance to create both short-term and long-term goals. The one-page miracle tool works for children as young as kindergarten age, helping them clarify what they want in life. Parents should approach this as an exciting opportunity to connect with their child rather than as a chore. Instead of dictating goals, ask questions like, "What do you enjoy doing?" or "What would make you happy?" The three powerful words, "Does it fit?" create a simple framework for decision-making that aligns with goals. Parents should ask themselves if their words and actions fit their parenting goals and help their child reach personal goals. Similarly, teaching children to ask, "Does it fit?" helps them match their behavior to what they truly want, a foundational step toward becoming mentally strong, competent, and responsible. Parenting styles significantly impact children's mental strength development. Research shows parenting styles can be viewed along two dimensions: loving to hostile and firm to permissive. The four key parenting styles each have distinct impacts on children's development. Helicopter parents are loving but overly permissive, constantly swooping in to rescue their children from life's challenges. While well-meaning, they create a perfect world for their kids by giving in to every whim and shielding them from consequences. This approach fails to empower children with necessary life skills, instead producing dependent, narcissistic individuals unable to navigate real-world challenges. The constant rescuing sends the message that children aren't capable, ultimately leading to depression, apathy, and fear of trying new things in the child, while creating burnout in the parent. Humans develop resilience through facing challenges, and helicopter parenting robs children of these growth opportunities. Drill sergeant parents demand compliance through intimidation, anger, and fear. Though they value authority and rules, they remain rigid and inflexible, possibly due to an overactive anterior cingulate gyrus in the brain that impairs cognitive flexibility. These parents insist everything be done their way, creating anxiety and fear in their children. Their controlling messages include dictating exactly how tasks should be completed, micromanaging schedules, approving friends, and even determining their children's future education and career paths without considering the child's interests or desires. This authoritarian approach creates resentment and rebellion, as seen with Chuck, who refused to turn in his completed essays, saying, "Mom, you can make me write those papers, but you can't make me turn them in." Uninvolved parents simply don't care. Often overwhelmed by their own problems, whether from head injuries, substance abuse, or trauma, they remain detached and provide no structure or supervision for their children. This neglectful parenting style prevents proper brain development as children make decisions without parental guidance, functioning as their frontal lobes during crucial developmental years. Without proper guidance, these children fail to develop good decision-making skills, remain susceptible to peer pressure, and struggle to consider consequences of their actions into adulthood. The consultant parenting style requires less effort yet produces better results than the exhausting helicopter or drill sergeant approaches. Consultant parents are both firm and kind. They demonstrate respect to their children while expecting it in return. They teach children to mind the first time, maintain high behavioral expectations, yet remain warm and positive. This approach serves as the child's frontal lobes until their brain fully develops in their mid-20s, while fostering secure attachment. Instead of rushing to solve problems, consultant parents might say, "Oh, that's gotta be so hard. If any kid can figure it out, you can." By allowing children to experience affordable consequences, like missing the bus or forgetting homework, consultant parents help their children develop problem-solving skills and confidence. Strong relationships are essential for developing mental strength in both parents and children. Children adopt the values of parents with whom they have a strong bond. Research shows teenagers who feel connected to parents have significantly lower rates of risky behaviors, including pregnancy, drug use, violence, and suicide, making parent-child bonding crucial for preventing problems. Building strong relationships requires consistently conveying 5 essential messages through both words and nonverbal cues. Message number 1. We notice you. You are important to us, and we commit to meeting your needs. This message ideally begins at birth, particularly in the first 2 years, when parent responsiveness releases oxytocin and teaches babies they're noticed. Dr. Amen recommends spending 20 minutes daily doing activities your child chooses. During this time, avoid commands, notice positive behaviors, and listen more than talk. Message number 2. We value your feelings. Empathy, showing genuine interest in children's feelings before setting limits, is key to effective parenting. While empathy communicates strength, "This is hard, but you'll make it," sympathy suggests weakness. Harsh parenting and anger can inhibit brain development and trigger stress responses, while empathy builds confidence and resilience. Message number 3. We value and accept what you think. Children need presence more than problem solving. Active listening involves 3 steps. Repeat without judgment, listen for underlying feelings, and reflect back what you hear. This keeps communication open even when children express questionable ideas, allowing parents to maintain connection while subtly sharing values. Message number 4. You are capable. We believe in you. Build self-confidence by reinforcing positive behaviors rather than focusing on mistakes. For children with low self-esteem, Jim Fay's 4 Steps to Responsibility works well. Assign manageable tasks, allow mistakes, respond with empathy while maintaining consequences, and provide opportunities to try again. Message number 5. You are worth protecting. Protection demonstrates love. Dr. Foster Klein suggests appropriate rescuing is acceptable when children face genuine danger, aren't habitually dependent, show gratitude, and are generally confident. Occasional appropriate rescuing builds trust and strengthens relationships. Setting limits and rules communicates love to children by showing you're paying attention, keeping them safe, providing discipline, teaching self-care, and supporting brain development. When children push boundaries, firm, kind enforcement teaches them to regulate oppositional behavior. Children's brains require limits for healthy development, particularly for the stress response system, HPA axis. Research shows authoritative parenting with firm, loving boundaries helps children develop responsibility, independence, social skills, academic performance, and good behavior while reducing risks of anxiety, depression, and substance abuse. Conversely, inconsistent parenting interferes with emotional brain development, potentially leading to mental health issues and addiction. Limits must be non-negotiable, though children naturally resist them. Parents who cave to resistance inadvertently teach children they can control adults through emotional outbursts. This creates parenting like a slot machine, where intermittent reinforcement, occasionally giving in, powerfully trains children to persist in manipulation. Variable rewards fuel the child's belief that next time I'll win, undermining parental authority. Before implementing limits, parents must prepare thoroughly to avoid unforeseen issues. The six-step process begins with revisiting parenting goals and ensuring limits are completely enforceable. Parents must anticipate children's negative reactions, the extinction burst, understanding these reactions are typically temporary, lasting days to a week. Staying focused on long-term outcomes rather than short-term peace helps parents weather the transition period to ultimately enjoy more respectful, responsible children. When setting limits, parents should revisit their core parenting goals by asking, "What adults do you want your children to become? What must you consistently model? How do your limits support these goals? How can you follow long-term goals rather than short-term feelings?" Setting limits often triggers an extinction burst. Children react with anger, whining, tantrums, crying, yelling, and bargaining. Understanding this psychological principle helps parents avoid feeling angry, frustrated, or guilty when children test boundaries. Recognizing these reactions are temporary gives parents confidence to maintain limits despite short-term outbursts. When children argue against limits, parents should avoid overthinking and instead calmly repeat simple one-liners like, "I love you too much to argue," "What did I say?" "I know," or "I'll listen when your voice is calm and respectful." These phrases, delivered without sarcasm or frustration, prevent children from believing manipulation is effective. Parents must challenge their own automatic negative thoughts, ants, that undermine limit setting. Thoughts like, "These rules aren't working," or "I'm a failure as a parent," release stress chemicals that affect the entire body. Replacing ants with accurate competing thoughts, acts, like "These rules will pay off long term," helps parents maintain mental strength. Effective limit setting requires clear communication using alpha directions rather than ineffective beta directions. Alpha directions include stating directions simply and directly, giving one instruction at a time, ensuring the child's attention, reducing distractions, confirming understanding, and providing written steps for complex tasks. Most importantly, parents should use "I will" statements, focusing on the parent's actions rather than unenforceable "you will" statements that create power struggles. Setting and enforcing limits with empathy enhances brain development, encourages bonding, and builds mental strength. Empathy activates brain regions involved in learning and executive functions, while anger and frustration trigger fight-flight-freeze responses that increase stress and interfere with healthy brain development. The cost of children's mistakes increases with age, making it vital they learn when consequences are small rather than life-threatening. True discipline is about teaching, not punishment. The word discipline derives from Latin words meaning instruction, training, and learning. It's about teaching children to discern right from wrong and make healthy decisions. Research by psychologists Kurt Lewin, Ronald Lippitt, and Ralph White showed that different leadership styles produce different results. Authoritarian leadership, like drill sergeant parenting, produced high productivity, 70%, when the teacher was present, but plummeted to 29% when absent. Democratic leadership, like consultant parenting, maintained more consistent productivity, 50%, dropping only to 46% when the teacher left, because children developed self-control and self-motivation. Like compressed springs, children under authoritarian control will rebound wildly when parental pressure is removed. Effective discipline helps children learn to behave from the inside out rather than being controlled from the outside in. Parents must examine which definition of discipline they've adopted, punishment or teaching. Those raised by dictatorial parents may either repeat harsh discipline or swing to permissiveness. This societal pattern creates a guilt cycle that alternates between authoritarian and permissive parenting every few decades. Parents who believe discipline means making children feel bad when they misbehave often resort to yelling, threatening, or spanking. Methods research shows harm cognitive function, emotional development, and self-control. Brain imaging studies reveal spanking activates the same fear and threat responses as severe maltreatment. Effective discipline means teaching, not punishing. A kindergarten teacher demonstrated this with 6-year-old Max, who broke his crayons in frustration over coloring mistakes. Rather than scolding him, she empathized and asked what he would do about the broken crayons. Though he initially resisted solving the problem and missed recess, she patiently waited as he figured out how to tape them back together. Despite his struggles with the tape, he persevered and felt tremendous pride in his accomplishment. This approach allows children to work through problems with gentle coaching rather than having adults solve everything for them. The 5 goals of discipline are: 1. Teaching children to distinguish between wise, kind actions and foolish, uncaring ones through modeling, allowing safe mistakes, and providing empathy. 2. Helping children learn when young when price tags are small rather than facing bigger consequences later. 3. Developing self-discipline that leads to freedom. 4. Learning to remain mentally strong during hardship rather than being vacuum-sealed from challenges. And 5. Preserving parental sanity and parent-child relationships through healthy limits and accountability. Rather than using a rigid, system-based approach to discipline that treats every child identically, parents should adopt a flexible, principle-based approach. This allows tailoring discipline to each child's unique personality and needs while maintaining core principles. The principle-based approach creates a calmer family dynamic with less manipulation and produces children who become problem solvers rather than just system followers. When logical consequences aren't immediately apparent, parents can use the energy drain technique. Parents can explain how misbehavior drains their energy, which children must help replenish through chores or missed activities. This approach buys parents time to develop appropriate consequences while teaching responsibility. Your thoughts powerfully shape your parenting effectiveness and your children's mental strength. Dr. Amen coined the term ANTS, automatic negative thoughts, in the 1990s after seeing how negative thinking patterns infested his patients' minds, much like actual ants had invaded his kitchen. These harmful thought patterns affect people of all ages, including parents like Allison, who couldn't see anything positive about her parenting skills despite raising 3 children under age 5. Practicing mental hygiene by questioning and disinfecting negative thoughts is essential for both parents and children to maintain mental strength. When negative thoughts go unquestioned, your mind automatically believes them. The 9 most harmful thought patterns are: 1. Just the bad ants that filter out positives. 2. Blaming ants that either blame others or yourself. 3. All-or-nothing ants, using absolutes like always and never that make temporary situations seem permanent. 4. Fortune-telling ants that predict the worst without evidence. 5. Guilt-beating ants, using should, must, and ought to that create unnecessary pressure. 6. Labeling ants that harmfully categorize children with negative terms. 7. Mind-reading ants that assume others' thoughts without checking. 8. Less than ants from harmful comparisons, particularly damaging in the social media age. 9. If only and I'll be happy when ants that argue with the past or long for an imaginary future. Today's digital devices expose our children to ants through music, social media, games, and movies. While protecting children through supervision and safeguards is important, preparation is equally crucial so they can eventually protect themselves. Parents should engage children in discussions about these harmful thought patterns rather than lecturing them, helping them recognize and choose more positive paths. Eliminating ants begins with recognizing you don't have to believe every thought that enters your mind. This powerful three-step process has proven as effective as antidepressant medication for anxiety, depression, and eating disorders. 1. Write down negative thoughts when you feel sad, mad, or anxious. 2. Identify the type of ant using the ant's cheat sheet. 3. Talk back to your ants by asking 4 questions. Is it true? Is it absolutely true? How do I feel when I believe this thought? How would I feel without the thought? Children as young as 4 can struggle with ant infestations about family, schoolwork, friendships, and appearance. Common childhood ants include nobody likes me, all or nothing, I got 1 wrong on our quiz out of 10, this is terrible, just the bad, and I'm stupid, labeling. For younger children, simplify the process to just 2 questions. Is it true? And are you 100% sure it's true? How do you know? Teaching children to investigate their thoughts creates neural pathways that will help them manage their minds for life. Like the third little pig who built his house of bricks rather than twigs or straw, raising strong kids requires more work and sacrifice than raising weak ones. Parents must prepare children for the real world rather than making them perpetually happy and comfortable. Today's societal trends have led to declining psychological health and increasing narcissism among young adults, with parents frequently rescuing their children from consequences. Children develop strength through facing struggles with appropriate support and guidance, not through constant protection. America faces a shortage of people willing to do critical but difficult jobs that require an attitude of service. The human brain needs challenges, struggles, and the dignity that comes from working toward others' welfare. Dr. Amen notes that many patients with mental health issues lack purpose. Research shows that having a strong sense of purpose makes people less depressed, happier, healthier, and likely to live longer. Viktor Frankl identified 3 sources of purpose: doing purposeful work, loving others, and showing courage during challenges. Parents must help children find meaning by learning to work hard, identifying their gifts, and using those gifts to help others. The building blocks of strength require simple actions starting when children are young. These bricks develop intestinal fortitude to persevere through challenges. Brick number 1, teaching children practical skills, what Dr. Fay calls stuff, that build competence and independence. Brick number 2, expecting children to create rather than just skate through life. Creating involves developing new skills, challenging activities, and moving beyond comfort zones, all of which strengthen neural pathways. Brick number 3, requiring chores, which research shows correlates with school success. Chores should be framed as contributions to the family rather than punishments, helping children develop responsibility and family values. Brick number 4, quitting your job as entertainment director. Many modern parents feel responsible for ensuring their children never experience boredom. This entertainment director role creates entitlement and chronic unhappiness. Instead, parents should allow children to experience occasional boredom through intentional boredom training sessions, BTS. Boredom cultivates imagination and resourcefulness, the fertile ground where creativity, scientific discoveries, and inventions emerge. Brick number 5, teaching kids to say no to themselves. Self-control is essential for mental strength. Walter Mischel's famous marshmallow experiments demonstrated that children who could delay gratification by resisting an immediate treat for a larger future reward showed better outcomes throughout life. These delayers became teenagers who were less easily distracted, better able to concentrate, and less likely to abandon goals when facing obstacles. They scored 210 points higher on SATs, and as adults, were more resilient, successful, less prone to addiction, had lower BMIs, and stronger relationships. Like young trees that need some exposure to wind to develop strong roots while still receiving shelter from larger trees, children need the right balance of challenge and support to grow strong and resilient. If you want respectful, responsible, and resilient kids, both parenting techniques and biological choices matter. Teach children to love their brain and body, avoid harmful things, and do helpful things. The best way for children to get healthy is to spend time with healthy people. Use daily routines to facilitate good focus, energy, attention, and decision-making through proper food choices, physical activity, adequate sleep, brain games, and stress management. Food choices either strengthen or weaken kids mentally and physically. Eating right consistently keeps the brain and body healthy, with studies showing that consuming more fruits and vegetables, up to 8 servings daily, increases happiness within 24 hours. Parents should take an active role teaching children about nutrition, helping them find foods they love that love them back. The 9 food rules for mentally strong kids include getting adequate protein to enhance focus, choosing high-quality calories over empty ones, eating regularly to balance blood sugar, avoiding sugar and artificial sweeteners, staying hydrated, consuming healthy fats like omega-3s, taking appropriate vitamins, eating smart carbs from colorful plant foods, and avoiding pesticides and food additives, especially artificial dyes like Red 40, which can trigger behavioral issues in sensitive children. Many parents struggle with children's resistance to healthy eating, creating tense mealtimes filled with battles. Dr. Amon shares how his own struggles with his son Anthony were resolved through simple rules. Parents decide what's for meals, with child input. Children decide how much they eat, serve small portions for picky eaters, don't prepare special menus if they refuse to eat, and keep only healthy food in the house. This approach eliminated mealtime struggles, improved his son's weight gain, and made family meals enjoyable again. The key message? What you provide at home teaches kids what to like and choose, so expose them to varied healthy options to build good habits. Children need both exercise and adequate sleep to develop mental strength. For better sleep, establish consistent bedtimes and wake times, create cool, dark, quiet sleeping environments, and aim for 7 to 10 hours nightly. Physical activity not only uses energy, making bedtime easier, but research shows it improves brain function, academic performance, mood, focus, and self-confidence. Exercise protects memory and can be as effective as antidepressants for mild to moderate depression. Mental exercise is as crucial as physical activity for developing mental strength. Learning something new daily builds brain connections and maintains less used areas. Encourage children to find practical applications for school subjects and provide varied brain training, classes outside their interests, musical instruments, deeper exploration of current interests, new games, cooking, examining similarities and differences, diverse friendships, laughter, coordination activities, and ant-killing techniques. While positive stress motivates children and strengthens their immune system, excessive stress requires management tools. Simple techniques include warming hands, holding warm drinks or visualizing beach scenes, practicing slow, deep breathing from the belly, engaging in prayer or meditation, using visualization of happy places or people, and starting each day with intention and gratitude. The Amon family begins morning saying, "Today is going to be a great day," and ends with discussing what went well today, training minds to focus on positives rather than troubles. Technology offers wonderful benefits when used appropriately, from video conferencing to navigation assistance. However, research increasingly links heavy technology usage, phones, internet, social media, and video games, to anxiety, depression, impulsivity, and substance abuse. While parental controls and monitoring software can help, they create a false sense of security. Parents need more than technological safeguards. They need solid supervision and parenting skills to navigate these challenges without creating power struggles. Many parents believe technological solutions, like parental controls, will solve technology problems, but this approach has limitations. Children have more time, energy, and peer resources to circumvent these safeguards. They're not burdened with adult responsibilities, and they have an army of friends and online resources sharing workarounds for monitoring programs. This creates a dangerous false sense of security. While technological safeguards have value, nothing replaces attentive supervision and effective parenting. A strong prefrontal cortex is essential for impulse control. help your child develop habits that enhance PFC function, setting goals with the one-page miracle, ensuring adequate sleep, engaging in high-intensity exercise, practicing prayer or meditation, even young children can learn, maintaining a healthy diet with protein at every meal, and finding meaning and purpose. The stronger your connection with your children, the more influence you'll have in preventing digital addiction. Discussing addiction principles openly shows you trust them with important topics. When talking with teens about online risks, listen without judgment rather than issuing edicts or arguing. Even when they dismiss your concerns with "everybody does it" or "you worry too much," maintaining calm, sincere dialogue builds trust. Be the example you want your children to follow by limiting your own device use. Instead of scrolling through social media beside your child, suggest activities that don't involve technology. Let's go do something together that doesn't involve technology. Though you might initially face resistance, persistence pays off. Go biking, play catch, work on the car together, or take walks. Effective boundaries maintain positive relationships while keeping children safe. The parent-child bond largely determines whether children accept limits or rebel against them. Being loving doesn't mean allowing what they want, but providing what they need, including the very limits they protest most. Important technology boundaries include requiring pleasant behavior when asked to shut devices off, keeping phones away during meals, maintaining parental access to devices and passwords, recognizing when screen time causes anxiety or anger, setting age requirements for phone ownership, and collecting devices at night. Contrary to what some parents believe, tweens and teens need even more supervision than toddlers when it comes to technology. Parents should conduct occasional surprise checks on phones and search rooms when necessary. Though children will protest, they secretly want parents strong enough to protect them from others and themselves. Technology companies invest heavily in addiction science to ensure profitable, habitual use of their products. Understanding addiction principles helps parents protect children and model healthy behavior. Tech addiction is fundamentally brain-based. Brain scans show dramatic differences in brain function during and after video game use. The brain's pleasure-seeking systems overpower the underdeveloped prefrontal cortex in young people, making them especially vulnerable to addictive behaviors. Addiction thrives on both thrill-seeking and avoidance of pain, with many using digital distractions to escape social or family difficulties. The unpredictability of rewards, like slot machines, creates powerful conditioning through intermittent reinforcement, while FOMO, fear of missing out, keeps users checking devices compulsively. Brain health issues affect 75% of youth before age 25, with nearly half remaining undiagnosed. The impact is severe. 46% of affected students drop out, and suicide has become the second leading cause of death among teens, with teen girls reporting particularly high rates of persistent sadness, 57%, and suicidal thoughts, 30%. Parents often struggle to distinguish between normal development and brain health problems, leading to delayed treatment. Early intervention is crucial and can sometimes be addressed through lifestyle changes or nutritional supplements. The four circles of mental strength, biological, psychological, social, and spiritual factors, impact children's brain health and behavior. When balanced, children make good decisions and maintain healthy relationships. Imbalances can contribute to psychiatric illnesses and behavioral disorders. Common mental health issues present distinct symptoms and can be supported through natural strategies. ADHD shows through short attention span, distractibility, procrastination, and poor internal supervision. Amen Clinics identifies 7 ADHD types, each requiring specific treatments. Natural approaches include eliminating artificial additives, increasing exercise, improving sleep, reducing screen time, and using targeted supplements like EPA-rich fish oil and magnesium. Anxiety affects over 9% of American children, with rates rising 29% from 2016-2020. Brain imaging reveals 7 distinct types. Natural strategies include maintaining stable blood sugar, teaching deep breathing, challenging anxious thoughts, practicing calming exercises, and using supplements like L-theanine and ashwagandha. Depression increased by 27% in children from 2016-2020, affecting nearly 3 million. Symptoms include persistent low mood, loss of interest, fatigue, and sleep disturbances. Natural approaches include questioning negative thoughts, nature exposure, light therapy, healthy eating, exercise, and supplements like saffron and omega-3s. Seek professional help when a child's behaviors interfere with home or school success, especially when brain-healthy habits haven't helped. Dr. Amen's guidelines for finding the right mental health professional include seeking specialists current with brain science, getting informed referrals, checking credentials, interviewing professionals, and choosing someone who builds collaborative relationships.